From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. An East Central Pennsylvania community is resting easier after the capture of a suspect in the killing of a state trooper and the wounding of another last month. Eric Freen surrendered to U.S. Marshals Thursday at an abandoned airport hangar about 35 miles from the crime scene. Pike County District Attorney Raymond Tonkin says Freen is now awaiting arraignment.
Based on the facts and evidence we already have, Mr. Freen has been charged with murder in the first degree, homicide of a law enforcement officer, attempted murder in the first degree, possession of weapons of mass destruction, discharging a firearm into an occupied structure, and reckless endangerment.
Tonkin says he'll seek the death penalty in the case. Meanwhile, the Barrett Township Board of Supervisors in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, say they'll meet on Friday to determine if they can salvage Halloween festivities, which were canceled because Freen was still on the loose. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is urging more countries to provide assistance to the West African nations where Ebola is prevalent. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Power calls Ebola the greatest public health crisis ever.
After visiting Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, Samantha Power told an audience in Brussels that the needs are still great.
This is a crisis that is so dire that no country can afford to stand on the sidelines. A few are doing a lot, but a lot are doing very little or nothing at all.
She's also raising concerns about restrictions on healthcare workers who return from West Africa. A State Department spokesperson says Power will abide by local restrictions, even though her trip is being described as low risk because she didn't visit Ebola treatment centers. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Transportation officials are investigating a fiery small plane crash during a training exercise at an airport in Wichita. Four people were killed in the crash, as Eileen LeBlanc from member station KMUW reports.
Matthew Price from Canada was doing flight simulation training in a building owned by Cessna Aircraft. At first, he didn't know what had happened.
Mid-class, we felt kind of a pressure change, and then that progressed into being told to evacuate due to the fire, which we thought was an emergency or like a simulation or something, and then came outside and looked up and saw, black bellowing smoke.
The pilot of the plane was flying a Beechcraft King Air. He signaled to the controllers right after takeoff that he had engine trouble, and he tried to land back at mid-continent. But the plane dove through the roof of the Cessna building instead. There were around 100 people working in the building when the plane crashed. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Wichita.
On Asian stock markets, shares are higher following gains on Wall Street. Japan's benchmark Nikkei is up nearly 5%. This is NPR News. A Los Angeles-area law firm has filed a $500 million lawsuit alleging Kimberly-Clark Corporation made false claims about the quality of its high-performance surgical gowns. Egan Avenatti alleges Kimberly-Clark knowingly supplied gowns that failed industry tests for protection against blood and disease. Avenatti says the gowns were stocked at the Texas hospital where two nurses contracted Ebola from a dying patient, but says it's unclear if the nurses were wearing those gowns. Kimberly-Clark says it does not comment on pending litigation. Taser International, a leading manufacturer of police body cameras, says business is up this year. NPR's Martin Costi says the increasing sales reflect public pressure for more police accountability.
Taser says sales of its Axon body camera have tripled over last year. Steve Tuttle is a company VP.
We were getting onesie, twosies, 10 here and there in the first few years. And then in the last year, we hit this part where it was the fastest growing market segment for the company. Then Ferguson hit.
Tuttle says since the controversial police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the company has been flooded with even more requests from police departments. Still, the cameras haven't been a cure-all. New Orleans police started wearing them this spring, but a watchdog agency there says officers frequently fail to turn them on before violent incidents. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Authorities in Mexico are questioning nine members of a border security unit about the killing of three Americans visiting their father in Mexico. The bodies of the victims were found shot to death on Thursday, more than 2 weeks after they were reported missing. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.